Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for July 6, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Lamar Pearson.
Amen. Amen. O Lord, my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We come boldly before your throne of grace at this evening hour with thanksgiving in our heart for how you continue to bless us day by day with the falling of those who run across the troubles of this day and time. We're trying to keep up with the counts on the TV of how many people are being others as others have blessed us. We thank you, Lord, for our families, for how you continue to make a way for us, that we've been able to assemble ourselves continually together to worship you in such a mighty, mighty way. Pray your continued blessings upon First Baptist Church. Our pastor and our leaders continue to labor that we be able to continue to worship us together, to make provisions that we are able to do it safely. Oh Lord, how we love you because you first loved us, and we just praise you for the mighty, mighty God that you are. Have mercy on us continually, that we might be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Deborah McKeithen.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I will be reading from the King James Version, Psalm 107, lines 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he shall redeem from hand of the enemy and gather out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and to the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. their souls fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they may go in a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Darrell Harris.
Yeah, good afternoon, First Baptist family and friends. And I greet you in the name of the Most High God, which is God, our Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That song was just played about, you know, blessing and not complaining about things and stuff. It hit me like a ton of bricks, but I just want to pray about love. Father God, let's go to Father God. Father God, just thank you for the love that you show to us every day, that you give to us every day by giving us life, health, strength, and energy to make it through a day, Lord. Lord, this world is in a turmoil right now, Lord. Lord, you destroyed this world last time when you found no love in man's heart. Man's heart didn't have any love in it, and man's heart now doesn't have any love in it, because all this destruction, violence, killing, and everything is can't be love, Lord. And I know you're not happy about how this world is living. We living with each other, Lord. At least, Lord, give us a chance to try to love each other as you created this world in love through your Son, Jesus Christ. This world was made because of him and because of the love you show for him. And you know, man didn't have love in their heart, so you had to send your Son for the remission of sin. Lord, we're in a bad way right now, Lord, with each other, Lord. We don't love each other. We dislike each other. We hate and fight each other. We complain about everything, God, instead of thanking you every morning for that beautiful love that you give to us every morning. When you don't have to, you don't owe us nothing. We owe you our life. But we can't give life like you can. All we can do is just be a blessing to someone, Lord. Lord, this world needs to have love, Lord. You know, more love in this world where we won't hate each other. We won't have differences. We won't have the grievance against each other, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, which is my Lord and Savior of this time and every time. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Good evening, church. Thank you for allowing us to worship together tonight. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Eternal God, Father of us all, so thankful, blessed, and happy, Father God, that you allowed us to have a good night's sleep last night, wake up this morning in our right state of mind, good health and strength, to be able to worship and praise your holy and divine name. Thank you, Father God, for my beautiful wife and my children, my Lord God. Thank you for all you have been doing in our life, Father. Pray, Father God, you will send blessings to our First Baptist Church members, friends, families, loved ones. Thank you for all of them having the time to be able to worship with us at this first week in July, Wednesday night prayer meeting. Welcome to all the visitors who have decided to join us today. I pray, Father God, that they will hear a word from on high so that they can be the people you choose for them to be and so they can have a burning desire to know you more and to be able to love you as only we can do. We know that life is full of circumstances and troubles, oh Father God. But I pray, Father God, that you allowed us to just to have the strength to make it through in a way where only you can get the glory, oh Father God, because life is too short to allow fear and circumstances to get in our way of living a peaceful, productive, and spirit-filled life. I've always been saying, Father God, Lord Jesus, day after day, that all we have to do is we want anything to happen in our lives is for us to have a peaceful, productive, spirit-filled life where we can worship you and praise you at this time. I pray, Father God, you would just lift us up on every leaning side. Pray, Father God, you would lift us up on every leaning side, letting us feel your ever-loving presence, oh Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing us to be in your presence because you are a good God, an almighty God who sits high and looks low. See all of our faults, yet provide every last one of our needs. I pray, Father God, you would just bless us even when we are unloving to each other, Father God. Even when we make mistakes, even when we mess up, even when we just fail you, oh Lord. I pray, Father God, you let your spirit power rain down on us, O Lord Jesus. Because you said in your word in Psalms 136 and 1, you said, give thanks to the Lord for he is good and his love endures forever. Yes, it does endure forever. So all we have to do is, like I said earlier, is just send our petitions to him and he will grant anything that's on our mind. I pray, Father God, you watch over our pastor, Father God, and his family. Thank you for his commitment and his leadership, Father God. Give them what they stand in need of. Watch over our young people right now, Father. Temptation is running so rampant out here, oh Lord. I pray, Lord God, you will just keep the blood of protection, your shield of protection around them, Father God, so they can be able to withstand all the fiery darts that's coming from all angles, oh Lord. Watch over the people that's we have on our sick list, oh, Father God. Our bodies have been sick, oh, Lord Jesus. We have had pain in our bodies, Father God. But you are God who has saved us. You are God who has healed us. And you are God who has delivered us, Father. So I just say hallelujah to your name. And thank you, Father God, for just being there for me and my family and us all, oh, Lord Jesus, so we can be able to withstand anything or any of the milestone that's in our way, because you are God who can move mountains. And we pray, Father God, that we would just stand on you and your word, oh Father God, to give us strength, because you said that we should not fear anything, oh Lord. I pray, Father God, you would change our fears to faith, change our doubts and beliefs, and change our hope into a situation and a prayer and a lifestyle that's pleasing to you and only you. Because you are our Savior, you are our healer, you are the Prince of Peace, and you are our bright and morning star. I pray, Lord God, you would just come into our hearts in a mighty, mighty way so that we all can be able to come together and live and do the things you choose for us to do. And I pray, Lord God, you watch over the victims that have been impacted with all this gun violence out here, Lord God. I pray, Father God, you just touch the hearts of all the survivors, oh Lord, y'all, oh Lord, and the ones who have been involved in so many senseless things, oh Lord. I pray you would send peace and love to them, to comfort them in a mighty way. Send your angels of protection just to dispatch around them, Father God, so they can feel your other love and joy, because we are living in a dark world, oh Lord. And I also like to send a special blessing, oh Lord, out to just people who don't know you right now, Father God. I pray, Father God, you would just let them feel your ever-loving joy and grant us that peace that can only come from you, oh Lord, so that we can feel your ever-loving strength. Thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit that your grace to give to us. Let it dwell deep within our hearts. We can feel your ever-loving joy. And please, please, please forgive for all our sins, oh Lord. I pray, Father God, you would just give us another chance just to get things right, oh Father. Because you are God who can save us. You are God who will give us the spiritual strength. And you are God who will just lead us, guide us, be with us, and bless us day by day. So we won't let the emotion and our feelings dictate our actions. Because we love you, we need you, and we adore you, Father God. You put our feet on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. Let us feel your presence, Lord, so that we can be able to know your name. And help us, Father God, to praise you, O Lord, our God, with all of our heart, so that we can continue to glorify your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, the Reverend Donald Robinson, who is an associate minister of First Baptist Church.
For this morning's rising, new mercy given, I thank you. For every miracle manifested, great or small, I praise you. Yes, my heart desires is to worship you each day without fail. This is my earnest prayer. This is my earnest plea. Thank you.
Come on and worship him.
Amen. Good evening, Christian brothers and sisters. Good evening, First Baptist. Good evening, friends of First Baptist. We thank God for the opportunity to come together in this season of intercessory prayer, a time when we pause to thank God for his goodness, his mercy, his grace, a time when we appeal to God on behalf of others. And so we thank God for our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. Certainly we thank God for Sister Cynthia Tinsley and members of the Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting Committee. We thank God for the leadership of First Baptist Church. We thank God for every member. And certainly I'm grateful to
be invited to come and to say a few words on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the cause of kingdom building. This evening, I want to direct your attention to a familiar text, which is the 25th Psalm. The 25th Psalm, verses 1 through 7. And I believe that there we will find words of hope, words of inspiration, words of gratitude, words full of the Holy Spirit that can help us to, as the songwriter says, run on that we might see what the end will be. I'm reading from the New International Version of the King James Bible, Psalm 25, verses 1 through 7. It reads as such. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Please do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths of righteousness. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, O Master, and remember not my rebellious ways according to your love, but remember me, for you are good, O Lord. May God bless the reading and hearing of his holy word. And I want to take a few moments and talk from the subject, which is a question: are you giving your best to the Master? Are you giving your best to the Master? On the occasion of his inauguration address, the 46th President of the United States of America, the Honorable Mr. Joseph Biden, looked out across the length and breadth of this country, and he saw a country deeply wounded, deeply broken, deeply divided, and in need of healing. He knew that his task was beyond him. He knew in order to bring healing and restoration and renewal and recovery to this broken land, he would need the people of God. He would need the power and presence of God. And so he remembered some familiar words from a familiar president, President Abraham Lincoln, on the occasion of his inauguration into his second term, which he did not complete. Lincoln had just executed the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed formerly enslaved, as we were known then, Negroes, colored people, people who were of African descent. He, like President Biden, looked over the length and breadth of this country. He saw a country fully engulfed in a civil war, a bloody war, where brother were against brother and sister against sister and neighbor against neighbor. It was perhaps one of the most costliest wars in America's history. And President Lincoln, on that occasion, basically appeal to the people. And he said to them that we've got to come together. We've got to unite. We've got to bind up the wounds of this broken, hurting, divided community. And as he closed his address, he said these words. He said, "My whole soul is in it. My whole soul is in it." And so President Biden quoted Lincoln even as he looked at a country broken and divided, in need of healing. And he said that he was committed to providing leadership and direction and wisdom and guidance to this country. And he asked the American people to pray with him, for him, and to be with him. He asked us to put our whole heart in this, our whole soul in this. In fact, he said, "My whole soul is in this." And likewise, as we look at the 25th Psalm, those early verses, 1 through 7, we look at David, the one whom we know was a man after God's own heart. David, who was a military master. David, who was the commander of God's army, the king of Israel, a prophet, a singer, a writer, a very gifted, talented man, but yet a fallible man, a broken, wounded man. But David looked over his life and he came to the realization, despite my faults, despite my shortcomings, despite my sin sickness, I give my whole life, everything that I am, I owe to God. And so he was expressing great gratitude. He was not taking credit for his accomplishments, his achievements. He said, "Lord, I lift up my soul to you. I put my total trust in you." And in other words, David is saying, all that I have or ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we continue to come together week after week and day after day in intercessory prayer, prayer for families, for individuals, praying for our city, for the region, praying for our country, praying for a world divided, broken, and bruised. As we come together to intercede, I believe that we can make a more appreciable difference if we follow David's example. And as we pray and as we work and labor for the cause of Christ and kingdom building, if we would declare like David, "Lord, I lift up my very soul to you. It is in you that I trust." I believe if we took that attitude and prayed and worked and prayed, I think that we would see a moral, spiritual turn and change in this country. I believe this country is going to hell in a handbasket because there are not enough Christian witnesses out there. There's not enough light in the midst of darkness. And God is saying to us, not only should we gather together to intercede in prayer on Wednesdays, but we've got to be in the neighborhoods, in the community, at City Hall, at civic meetings, and in the hospitals, in the clinics, wherever broken, bruised, hurting people are, we've got to be there interceding, being an example, and helping, as President Lincoln said, binding up the wounds of broken, hurting people. And so David looks over his life and he just remembers how good God has been. He remembers that he has made a lot of bad decisions. He's made a lot of promises that he has broken. He has made a lot of bad judgments, but yet God has been merciful and gracious and kind to him. And so David is just in a state of gratitude, and he wants to give his very best to God. In other words, he wants to give himself as an offering to God. And he's thinking, "I'm not just going to lift up my my hands. I'm not just going to lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. But David said, I'm going to give my very soul. In other words, I'm going to give the total essence of me. I'm going to give the epitome of me in my labor, in my work for the Lord, for the cause of God and kingdom building. And so as David remembers how good God has been, we too remember. And as David remembers how good God has been, David also remembers three essential things that God has blessed him with that have changed his life, that has made a difference in his life. And so the first thing that David remembers, he said that God has protected me from my enemies. He reads it right there in verses 1 and 2. He says, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. In other words, David knows, he knows clearly that if it had not been for the Lord on his side, where would he be? Even though he's a king, even though he's commander of the military, even though he's a great man of great achievement, he's a man of great vast wealth and power, David remembers that he's still human and fallible. And he has enemies, enemies like his son Absalom, enemies like Goliath, enemies like King Saul. And so David says that while he was in the midst of these enemies, God blessed him, God protected him, and God didn't allow his enemies to triumph over him. And even though on occasions when he was embarrassed, when he was distracted, he knows that it could have been worse. And so as we look at our lives and as we look at our contribution for the cause of Christ and kingdom building, we need to daily thank God for protecting us from our enemies, for allowing us to continue to stand and to work while it is day, knowing that the nighttime comes when no man can work. And so as we remember that God protected us from his enemies, let us ask God to continually not only protect us, but to help us to be triumphant. In other words, David is saying, Lord, I've been able to do your work. I've been able to pursue your will despite my enemies. Lord, I've been able to keep my head high. And that's a great thing to thank God and to celebrate for. And so I appeal to you, my Christian friends, as we labor in the vineyard, as we continue to do God's will, let us be thankful. Let us not take for granted that God is protecting us from our enemies and causing our enemies not to look down upon us in shame and in derision. And so then the second thing that we learn from David that he remembers is David remembers to ask God daily to teach him his ways. He says it right there in verses 4 and 5. David lifts up these words that guide us tonight. Verses 4 and 5, David says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. In other words, David is saying to us, Lord, I want to do your will. I want to be the man that you want me to be. I want to be the person you want me to be. I want to be the king and the servant and the leader you call me to be. But Lord, sometime in the words of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, he said, I'm weak and I'm faulty and I'm losing my courage. And so there were times when David fell victim to his humanness, to his thoughts, to his feelings, and to his human agendas. And so David is saying, Lord, I need to be deeper in your word. I need to have a better understanding. I need to rightly divide your word. And so he says, show me your ways. In other words, show me the ways of righteousness and holy. He says, show me your path. And then he says, guide me in your truth, because David wants to be a better person. And what better way to live for God than to embody his word. In other words, David reminds us that the psalmist says that God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto thy path. And my brothers and sisters, we want to cry out like David to the Lord. Lord, reveal to me your wisdom. Reveal to me your truth. Reveal to me your divine revelation, that I might personalize this wisdom, this truth, and this insight, that I might be a better person. But then Paul says it best. Paul says to us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, he says, I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, we've got to rightly divide the word, get an understanding of the word, and then apply it to our lives. The word is of no use if you just read it and not apply it. And so David is saying, I'm trying to be a better person. I'm trying to be a more godly person. I'm trying to be God's man. And so in order to do that, I need to apply the word, the truth of God, to my life. Christian friends, let us commit ourselves to reminding ourselves to reach out to God in prayer and say, Lord, show me, teach me, guide me in your will, in your way, in your word. And then finally, David also remembers that God is so gracious and so merciful, so kind, that he says, I serve a God who forgives and forgets our sins. He says it right here in verse 7. David says, remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, Master, for you are good, O Lord. In other words, David comes to the realization that he has made a lot of bad decisions. He's made a lot of bad mistakes. He has fallen more than one time. In other words, David is appealing to God. He's saying, Lord, I'm not asking for a second chance. I'm asking for another chance. And David realizes if God had not forgiven him, if God had not forgotten his sin and thrown it in the sea of forgetfulness, David would still be walking in shame. He would not be able to hold his head high. He would not feel clean, cleansed, and washed. And so we thank God for his cleansing and his washing and the way that he blesses us and helps us to be the people of God who go forth and testify and be a witness. And so David reminds us, even in Psalm 51, as we think about how God forgives and forgets sin, in Psalm 51, David says, cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Then he says, let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed, O Lord, rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, O Lord, nor take away your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then, Master, then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Hallelujah. And my brothers and sisters, that's what happened to David when he remembered how good God had been to him, how God had forgiven his sin and forgotten his sin. David made a commitment to teach sinners the way of God. Now, when David makes a commitment to teach sinners his way, he's thinking on two levels. David's going to teach sinners the way of God, the will of God, by rightly dividing the word, helping people have an understanding of the word. But he's also now committed to letting his life reflect the word of God. In other words, we're called to be living epistles. In other words, living words of God. And when we come to the the understanding that God has forgiven us, He has forgotten our sin, and He has delivered us and cleansed us and washed us and made us new, then we can run on to see what the end will be. And so the question again is, are you giving your best to the Master? David says, I give my best to the Master every day because I cry out to the Lord and I say, Lord, I lift up my soul to you. I put my total trust in you. My friends of First Baptist and beyond, let us make a commitment to daily walk with the Lord and to say to the Lord, Lord, I give you not just an offering, not just a piece of me, not just some of me, but Lord, I give you my very essence. I give you all of me. I give you, I lift up my soul to you, and I put my total trust in you. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God's mercy shine brightly upon you. In the powerful, matchless name of Jesus, this is the word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. The lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Reverend Robinson and his message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
God bless you, Reverend.
Thank you for that teaching, my brother. And that love you showed to us.
Thank you. As always. You've been our best.
Wonderful. God bless you.
Amen.
Beautiful message. Thank you.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
Surely we thank God for that message that we received this evening from Reverend Robinson. We praise God for him and for the deliverance of that word. We certainly want to express our appreciation to all of the participants in the services tonight. And the inspiration that we've gotten from your sharing. And we praise God tonight also for the attendance of all of you who thought it not robbery to pause that we might gather as a First Baptist family and friends to foster our lives in prayer, to strengthen us together and to pray to God and to lift up His holy and divine name. We thank God for each one of you in this service tonight and invite you to join us on Sunday morning at our regular worship services. We are looking forward to those persons to come to us in the in-person service at the church, or if you're unable to be present in person, please join us on our virtual platforms. Reverend Dr. Emmett Young will be preaching on Sunday, and we encourage you to come and share in the services as we continue to praise God. Please remember all of the concerns that we have in the life of our church, and take care of yourselves as we certainly have to address our this pandemic that is still running rampant in our community. Let us not take it lightly. Our deacons and trustee meeting that was scheduled for July the 9th has been postponed. And we trust that the deacons will continue and the trustees will continue to work to do what is necessary for our ministry and for our church to continue to have provisions for the people to praise God together. Our circle ministry is to be strengthened, and we want to encourage our circle leaders to come together on the July 23rd at 12 noon. We're asking all of the leaders of our circle ministry to meet on the 23rd. See if you can make those provisions to do that. We encourage you to come. We need to get together and enhance our capacity to do what our charge and our challenge for ministry to do. The ministry is very important to the health and well-being of our church and Christian discipleship. And so we want you to come together, please. Please continue to pray for our sick and shut in. Don't forget them. Let us just do what we can to support each one of them. Pray for the bereaved and show your love and concern for them. And then let us have special concern and interest for our college students as they are on their way back to school. And we're going to have a special back-to-school day on Saturday, August 6th. And we encourage all of you to come. Dr. Linda Smallwood will be the guest speaker for that event. And we encourage and invite all of you. You will get a Zoom link. It will be made available to you on through our information platforms. We encourage you to share in them. Let us now pause for 20 seconds to receive prayer requests. This is prayer request time, and the lines will be open for 20 seconds for you to give your prayer request. God, our Father, we come at this hour asking your blessings upon all of those persons and individuals and situations that have been lifted up tonight. Will you hear the prayer concerns of your people? They have gathered here, O God, as they have done faithfully, that you might be able to hear their cries. Bless them, O God, and deliver as only you can do. We ask, O God, for forgiveness of sin, for the shortfall that we have done deliberately and sometimes when we don't even realize it. We ask, O God, that you would just forgive and give us another chance. And then, God, we thank you for salvation. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for making us whole again. And, God, we ask for help and for hope and for renewal. Be with us as only you can do. And then, God, we ask thy blessings upon this nation. We are struggling, O God. We seem not to be able to find our way. When we would do good, there's evil all around us. And we find ourselves in the midst of all kinds of problems and all kinds of evil. We ask, O God, that you would deliver us today. Keep your people, O God. Bless them. Bless our nation and city. Be with us, O God. Bless the children of the world. Keep them, O God, and protect them, if it be your holy and divine will. And then we want to say thank you, God. Thank you for love, and thank you for bringing us through, and thank you for deliverance, and thank you, O God, for another chance. Help us, fortify us, keep us, and sustain us each and every day is our prayer. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his holy and divine peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for July 6th. We thank you for joining. We ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.